California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water from the series of storms.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from the series of storms. Without a final agreement on key foreign aid or a deal to fund the government longer term, Congress is entering a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline, to fund certain government agencies while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Congress also leaves while it's in the middle of working out the details of competing multi-billion dollar foreign aid proposals out of the House and Senate. Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Mesquite Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips says the student with the gun was wounded. There were no other injuries reported. The jury continues deliberations in the civil corruption trial involving Wayne LaPierre, the former CEO of the National Rifle Association. The trial's happening in a New York City courtroom. LaPierre is charged for allegedly misusing donated funds to the NRA. His attorney is calling the trial a political witch hunt. A man arrested for setting fire to a church in North Providence, Rhode Island. This happened on Thursday. 35-year-old Kevin Colantonio is facing charges after setting several fires around the exterior of the Shiloh Gospel Temple early February 11th. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two women are dead after flames tore through a senior housing complex in New York City.
They didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance.
Resident Nibia Cipriana, who says the victims were neighbors who looked out for each other. Initial indications from the local fire marshal's office on Long Island, fire was accidental in nature. In Minnesota, flags are flying at half staff to pay tribute to two police officers and a paramedic who lost their lives while responding to a domestic abuse call in a Minneapolis suburb early Sunday. Authorities have confirmed the death of the suspect during the shooting. Respiratory illness is up in half the states in the U.S. As we work our way out of the winter season, 25 states are still seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Leave it to Adam Sandler to forget why he's at the People's Choice Awards.
Adam Sandler accepted the People's Icon Award at the 2024 People's Choice Awards, joking that he mistakenly thought his agent said he was getting the People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive Award.
I am trying to be gracious, People Magazine, but I have to admit three words keep popping into my head right now. About freaking time. For decades, Adam Sandler has been waiting patiently on the sexy bench.
At the end, though, he got as serious as Sandler can get and thanked his entire family, people who work with him, and, of course, all the fans.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.